Tonight we'll be speaking about the chiyuvim and the reasons that one should support his children, sons and daughters, when they're small, growing up in his house, not growing up in his house. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Tesomet Beis, that was yesterday's Daf, Omar Rabbi Loi, Omar Ish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yudah Bar Chanina. They were Mesakin and Usha. Usha was the place where the Sanhedrin were after they left Yerushalayim. They were Mesakin. There's a lot of takonas here in the Gemara which were made in Usha. And this is one of the takonas. A person should support Bimefarnes, his Bonav and Bnoisov Kshen Kitani, when they're small. And we're talking about from the age of 6. Until the age of 6, Tosfos points out here that everybody holds there's a chiyuv. Now we're talking about from the age of 6, a person should be zonas bonav es b'noisov k'shen k'tani. Iboilu hilchese kavosei o ein hilchese kavosei. The shaila in the Gemara is that remain a halacha? Is that a halacha or not? Toshma, ki avoso lekamid Rav Yehuda, omalu, if they came in front of Rav Yehuda, a complaint that a father wasn't supporting his children. Omalu Yahud Yoldov Abne Mose Shadia. So Rashi says, Atanin Hoili Toldoisov. That's a certain animal that's Tommy. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Dafnun Tesomet Beis, says it's a if Tommy that's always crying and being maspid. In Ivrit we call it Memor Mar, a bitter kind of a bird. Atanin early told Doisov, v'itil panososan al b'nei oyir. That means he says to this person that he's not acting right. It's as if he's giving birth to children, he's bringing children, and then he doesn't want to support them. The whole world has to support it for him. Ki avosu lekamid Rav Chista. Rav Chista used to say like this, Omalu, used to say to these parents, kofulu asisa b'tzibure. Turn over a machteshes, that's a kind of a kli that you could stand on, a big kli, and you would stand on it in the middle of the street. Either the father himself has to stand on it, or we say that the shamish of the city, the leikum v'leime, should stand up and say, Urve boy b'nei, v'hu gavre le boy b'nei. A crow, a orev, wants children, and he doesn't want children. The Gemara asks, Orev wants children, that the Orev doesn't give it food to his children, because it says that in the beginning when they're born they're white, so he thinks that they're not his children, he doesn't want to give them children. Later Rashi says when the children become black, so then the Orev supports them. In English they have a saying, black is beautiful, so the Orev, when they become black, he likes them. The Gemara says, well, we said that a Orev does not feed his children. There's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that Chivri is in the beginning when the little birds are white, he doesn't like them, and then when they're black, he likes them. Tosfos says there's two kinds of Orvin. One is a white one and one is a black one. We always know that it's called Shcheiros Ke'orev. There's a Gemara in Erevin, Berach Daf Chofalev. The Gemara says, the Gemara says it on the Posek, Kvutsoisov Taltalim Shchoiros Ke'oirev, that if a person is Mashchil, his ponim on a Divrei Torah Ke'oirev, it's always called Shochar, or Retzuos of Tfilin, it says that they should be Shchoiros Ke'oirev. Orev is the symbol of the color black. So Tosfos says there's two kinds, there's a white Orev and there's a black Orev. When they used to come in front of Rava with a complaint of a father not feeding his children, or do you like that your children should be supported from tzedakah? That means it's to make him feel guilty and he should support them. All this we said, doesn't have a lot of money, doesn't have a lot of nechosim. He should be matriach and he should give them food, but he doesn't have it. Aval omid, if he's rich and he has a lot of money, kafino leal korche, we force him bal korcho. Ki hod rove kafi el rav nosen barami. Rava was kofed nosen barami. He held that he had enough money to give tzedakah, and he forced him, he was kofim to give money for tzedakah, So just like we see that Rava gave money, forced somebody to give money for tzedakah, so the same thing, we can force a person who has enough money to feed his children. So we see here that it's midin tzedakah. That's what it says in the Rambam also. Moitzin mimenu be'al kochay mishum tzedakah. V'zonin oysoyan osanachi yigdulah. That's this Gemara that we talk about from 6 years old. There's another Gemara in Daf Samachei Amud Beis, the end of the Perek Afalpi. Dorash Rabbi Uleb Rabbi Apischa de Ben Nesir. Afalpi Shom Ruein Odom Zones Bonov Ubnoisov Kshem Kitani. And Pashtis, because the Gemara here said Toshma, that Amurim used to always give him a guilt trip, and they used to tell him how he's not acting properly. And Rashi says that it's not the halacha like Usha. The takona that he said from Usha was Yei Adam Zonis Bonav Bnoisok Shen Ketanim. If the halacha would be like that, we would have to be koyfe. It's a chiyuv momen. But since the halacha is not like that, so we're not koyfe. Only if he has enough money, he's beumdene. Here the Gemara says Afal Bishom Ein Adam Zonis Bonav Bnoisok Shen Ketanim. And Pashtus, that's because the halacha is not like Usha. Avol Zon Ketanim Ketanim. Very small children, he has to feed them. Ad kamo, ad ben sheish. Till they're 6 years old, he has to feed them. Kedar avasi, dom avasi, koton ben sheish, yoytze be'eruv imoy. If a person, a person made an eruv on Shabbos, eruv etchumen, he wants to go to the north of the city. And the wife made an eruv, she wants to go to the south of the city. The child is the child, is he like the father's eruv or like the mother's eruv? Which eruv is he considered to be part of? So we say till 6 years old, he's Yotze Be'eruv Imo, and the father's Eruv doesn't count for him. Why? Because he's always attached to her, he needs her, and she feeds him. Nimai midik toni oiso miniko, puichsin lo mimaisi odeo moisitin lo almuzon yisil. A woman, that she's a miniko, she's nursing the baby. So the chiyuv of the husband is to give more food, and she has to work, she could work less. My time, lav mishum deboi lemechal bado. Why do we give her more food, more support? Because her son or child has to eat with her. Then the Gemara says, "V'dilma mishum dechoyloi imkein lishni moisa choyla." My moisa miniko. Why does it say miniko not choyla? V'dilma hakamashu understand miniko is choylis nino. So that the Gemara wants to be decha. Then they learn pshat at the end of the Gemara. Itma omra bishav ben Levi moisivin lo yain shayain yofel lecholav. So we see that the reason is because she's minikos. That means we add on to her food because the child needs the support. From here we learn from the Mishnah's Diuk that he says miniko, and we say ayayin yofel echolov, that the reason is because the child is supposed to get support from his mother, and the father has to support the mother's mizonos anyway. He has a chiyuv, and through that for the son. Rashi says, alme ad sheish torich siyua me'imoy. Ukshem shabal zon oiso, kach zon oiso imo. So Medayik from Rashi, the Rashi says the Baal gives her support food. Kach zon oiso, the child with her. It's mashma from Rashi that it's not a special chiyuv of mezonos for the ketanim ketanim, only it comes through the mother's chiyuv. That's like a pipeline. That means the mother's chiyuv of mezonos broadens and becomes that the son is also part of that chiyuv mezonos. The Maharam in Rutenberg says, the Rosh brings it down in the fourth parak in Daf Mem Tes, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. Sheshamina mino, dechayev lozun bonav ubnosov kshem ktani ktanim. Afilu yesh lehem nechosim shenoflu lehem mibes avimom, posak rabbeinu meir, dechayev lezunom. Dekimu dektakonas chachomimi, zochu bimzenesem, afilu yesh lehem lisparnes mishelohen. Even if the children have money, they inherited money from their grandfather, the mother's father, so they would be able to take out money from their account and support them. Even so, it's a chiyuv mezonos, it's a chiyuv momen on the father. Dumya de mezonos o isha, mi de kol al mezonos o isha de ktoni, moisif lo al mezonos el bishvil hakotn, al medin echad lehem. So it's the same din, the mother and the child. The Ram says here, in the end of Afal Pi, ומתוך לשון הסלולו נראה לי דחי אמרינו דון אויסום דזון אויסום קטני קטנים that he supports, he feeds the ktani ktanim, davke b'sheimon kayemis, when the mother is alive, umidin mezonis imon nogubo, when he's giving food for the mother, is mechuyev b'mezonis o'em, that chiyuv mezonis o'em is mechayev chiyuv mezonis for the ktani ktanim, which go together with her. Shekivon sheim nigrorim achareo, since they come together with her, e efshor lo la'amid atzmo sheloy tozu noisom, when she's eating, when she's getting her support of food and she's eating, she will always be teva. Naturally, she would give her children that are with her all the time. So memele, we gave food for the mother for the children, because naturally, when she's eating, she'll give the children. So whatever she's eating, she'll give them. So she also needs more food for the children. So memele, so their chiyuv. Avol b'shein imam kayemes, when she's not alive, einu chayv b'mzunusim, because she's not getting food, so they're not mechuyev to give the child. So that means the whole chiyuv of the ktani ktanim is the chiyuv mezonos of the mother. The gemori nami dekeli yochim mimasnisin maisiyat and name it shein chayv lezuno nevos manan akosim. Why does the gemori bring a raya that miniko gets more food? Maybe it's only bezmanan akosim. How do you know that it's still 6 years old? Elavadai daikin on ochi. To me, the tonam isif in law mezonos. We are mosif on her mezonos. Shum deboy lemechal bado al mezonos habenigra achareo. Since the Lashonis of the Gemara is that we're mostly about the Mezonis of the mother, it doesn't say as if we give the child Mezonis. We give the mother Mezonis for the child. So it's only if she's alive, but if she's not alive, he won't get the Mezonis through that halacha. Hello. Ron says he didn't see any Rishonim that said that way. There's also a halacha here that it says that since we brought a raya that since the son is Nigrar Achar Eruv Imoy, so he also gets Mezonos from his mother. And the Gemara in Legabi Eruv and the halacha and also Legabi Sukkah, it says that if a ben is Chorif and he's not Nigar Achar Imoy, so it's Eruv, it could be by the father, it's not Dafka by the mother. Also by Sukkah, if he's Chorif, he's Chayev B'Sukkah. So Avnei Miluim says the same thing Legabe Mezonis. If he's Chorif and he's not Tzorich Le'imoy, so even if he's less than 6 years old, also he won't get Mezonis Mitam of Ktani Ktani. In the Rambam, the Agor, the Magia, the Mishnah Lamelech is Medayik in the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis Ishus, Halochi Yud Dalet, Kishem she'odom chayev b'mzonis ishtoi kachu chayev b'mzonis bonov u'bnois avaktanim ad shiyu b'nei sheish shonim mikan ve'eloch ma'achilon ad shiigdulu ketakonas chachomim v'im lo'i rotzo goyarin boi u'machlim inois o'yu poitzrin boi im lo'i rotzo machrizin olav b'tzibo v'oimrim ploini achzoriu ve'ein o'i roitze lozun bonov areyu pochis me'oif tomei. So Rambam says that a person is mechuyev just like he's mechuyev in mezonos ishtoi, the same way he's mechuyev b'mezonos bonov haktanim until they're 6 years old. And then from when they're 6 years old, you're machrizin all of your goyarin boy. And then the Rambam says that what's if they're six, you shout at him, but you don't be koyfe. Bamed dvorim amurim b'ishenoi omud v'en yoduim roi litin tzedokei menoi roi. Avol im oya omud shesh lo imom eno roi liten mimenu tzedoko amaspekes loen moitzin mimenu be'al koche mishum tzedoko v'zoni no iso nad shigdul. Koponim, the Rambam says shem she'odom chayv mzonis ishtoi kach chayv mzonis bonov ubnois avaktani. The Magion, the Mishnah Lamelech says midivrei Rabbeinu that he wrote k'shem is mashma that he holds like the Ran, that the Ran says that mzonis bonov is midin mzonis imom. And that's why he writes Keshem, just like the Chiyuv on the mother, the same thing the Chiyuv on the child. So it would come out if the Rambam holds like the Ran, wherever there's no Chiyuv Mezonos on the mother, let's say she died or whatever reason, so there's no Chiyuv Mezonos for the child. They ask a stira that the Rambam himself paskins in Perkut Tes, Basa Mema'enes, Harei Keshara Bonos V'yeshlo Mezonos. A daughter of a woman that she was memayin, that means she's not his wife anymore, it's not mechuyev b'mezonos, but he's mechuyev to give mezonos for the daughter. Aval basa evomo basa shnir basa ruzo basa anuzo ein lo en mezonos acha misas aviyam b'tenai zeh. And the basa shnir is Ashniya is not mechuyev b'mezoynos because she's also he has to be moitzir, but he gives her mezoynos b'chayev, not achar misas avin, but b'chayev he gives her mezoynos, but the mother is not mechuyev b'mezoynos. So you see that the Rambam holds even if the mother is not mechuyev b'mezoynos, but he's mechuyev for the daughter. So that's not like the Ran. Reb Moshe Feinstein in his Truva Neven Ezer Simen Kuf Vov, he says that it's borur. He has a raya like the Ran. It's borur to him that the halacha is like the Ran. Ad kedei kach that he says, even though in the Shulchan Aruch, the Chelkas Mechaykek and Beis Shmuel, they both paskin not like the Ran, and they say that even if the mother is not alive, they have to give mezonos to the daughter. Afal b'ken, he says the halacha is like the Ran. And he has a raya. Because the Gemara says in Daf Samach Dalet, where the Gemara is talking, the Mishnah and the Gemara talking how much food a person has to leave for his wife if he's traveling, and he's leaving enough mezonos and parnosa for his wife, how many seudos he has to leave per week, per month. So the Gemara says that added to all the seudos per week, he has to add on a few seudos for archi uparchi. That's company that comes. There's some company that stay on for a month, some company that come fly in and out. So he's mechuyev to add on mezoynos for the regular company that usually comes into a house. There's a Rashi here in Samach Aleph that says that if there's a house with more people, so more orchim come. It's a attraction for more orchim to come in a house that has more people. It could be because anyway there's a lot of food going on, a lot of cooking, so it doesn't matter if a few more orchim come in. Akoponim, the Gemara says that a husband is mechuyev to his wife in the chiyuv mezoynos to also add on food for archi uparchi, that's company that are regular, naturally come into a house and go out. So Moshe Feinstein says, so if so, the children that live with her, for sure they're like archi uparchi, they're not worse than that. And he adds on to say that just like there is a svara in the Ran, that it's b'teva, it's naturally that she should give her food to the children, so it's also, it's a bizoin, it's natural that when company comes, that she should give them also food, that's why there's a chiyuv to leave food for archi uparchi, so it's also a bizoin, if she doesn't give food for her children, it's also a dovar megune, so just like there's a chiyuv of archi uparchi, there's a chiyuv for her children, mikoch archi uparchi. So he says, l'anyuz dati raya gdoy lo loran, because she can't not give company food, she has to give the company. So memele is mechuyev mitzad company mitzad archi uparchi is mechuyev also for the children. So memele v'avu talvayu hod archi uparchi hod ktani ktani michad time. That's what he says. Bevadai, he says ef sholach lekaloran. The Ran says lo imotzasid barishonim dovaze. Moshe Feinstein says that it's not shaykh to be chulik on the Ran. It's a mefurash gemara. But they bring a raya that the Beis Yosef brings down. It's in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Aleph, the last seif. Also, they bring the raya that it says basa pnuya. If somebody had a child from a pnuya, not through marriage, so he's also mechuyev in the mezonos of the bas. So you see that even though there's no chiyuv on the mother, it doesn't come because of the chiyuv mezonos of the mother. He's mechuyev to give to the child. So he has a few drachim to say why you're mechuyev to give the child, either because maybe it's like a mazik, that he was gorim here that there should be a child and should have food, or he says that it could be, it's like a tnai, that miroshi was mischayev, if a child would come out of it, that he has to take achrayas on it. Different svaras like that he wants to say, al-koponin, that's less, it bothers him less, the pshat, how we will learn in basa pnuyo, then the etzem halacha, that he says that the halacha is like the Ran. And he adds on to say a dover chodosh, that if the din is because of archi uparchi, so even if the children are over 6 years old, but archi uparchi also over 6 years old, company that comes in and out, and so dover maguna not to feed them, so he has to leave mezonos for them also. So the same thing, if the children live in the house with the mother, so even over 6 years old, he's mechuyev to give to those children. Comes out that the ikar chilik between under 6 and over 6 is that usually under 6 the children are by the mothers. There's always a takana to give the children food, to feed them. I imagine that he means even if they're not by the mother herself. But the takana was like that. Even with the Ran we could say that, because usually if the children are by the mothers, there's a takana till 6 years old. But over 6 years old, if they're by the mother, so they're mechuyev in the same chiyuv, like the Ran says of ketanim ketanim. But if they're not by the mother, then there's the whole Gemara, if chayev lezunam, ein chayev lezunam, takonas usha, if the halacha is like that or not. In Avin Emiluim, he says that the diuk in the Rambam, that they say kishem, that he holds like the Ran, because he says kishem shechayev b'mzenes ishto kachayev b'mzenes bonov, he says that it could be a different pshat than the Rambam. Because the Marami Rutenberg says that ktanim ktanim under the age of 6 years old, you're mechuyev to give them mezonis, even if they have their own bank account and they have money, but we're not mechuyev to take from them. The husband, the father, is mechuyev from his money to support them. So that's why the Rambam says kishem, that we would think that it's only medin tzedakah and not mechuyev if they have their own. So Komashman, like the Marami Rutenberg, just like there's a chiyuv mezonis on the isha, there's also a chiyuv mezonis on the ketanim, but not that it comes mikoyach the chiyuv of the isha. That's the Avnei Miluim. Then there's the inyan of the kfiyah. And Tosfos he asks, the Gemara says, Ach piyei Rava. Rava was kofer Rav Nosson bar Ami to give tzedakah. He took out from him 400 zuzi le tzedakah. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Chulin has a yisod that every mitzvah shematan schoro betzido ain bezdin koyfin ola. And Rashi says over there, the Gemara is talking that ha'u gavra d'le'avu moikra la'avu ve'ima. He wasn't mechabed his father and his mother. So it says that one of the Amoraim there took him and he wanted to give him malchus, like it says, v'koyfin oisei lasis mitzvah ve'ina oisei, you're makin oisei achetetei nafshu, like asei sukkah, asei lulav. So he wanted to be koyfim to be makinus achetetei nafshu for kibud avraham. The Gemara says that shavkut, leave him alone. Why? Because it's a mitzvah shematan schor b'tzido l'man yarichun yomecho. You're not koyfim, you're not malke on kibud av. You're not me'ase of asei mitzvah achetetei nafshu on a mitzvah shematan schor b'tzido. Rashi says over there, matan schor b'tzido l'man yarichun yomecho. That's why the Torah wrote l'man yarichun yomecho, to tell you, if you're mekayim the mitzvah, you get this schar. If not, you lose this schar, and that's the oinesh of that. So Tosfos says that tzedakah is also matan schor b'tzido, because it says l'man yivorechecho kol ma'aseh yodecho asher ta'aseh. So why were we koyfer on it? So Tosfos has three terutzim. One is kafyei b'dvorim. They said b'shem Rabbeinu Tam that the kfiyah really wasn't a kfiyah like they wanted to do in Chulin of to be malkim as makino, you say, only it's a kfiyah bedvorim, we force him with words, a pressure. So they ask here, the Marshoyas, if so, when it says animili bedeloy omid, but bedeomid kafinonle. So what's the kafinonle? We already said that loy kafinonle was dvorim. We put him in the middle of the street and we start embarrassing him. So what's kafinole? If we says kafinole is bidvorim, we already had dvorim. So Marsho says, it's a very interesting point to the Marsho. He says that when we said loy kafinole, and we embarrassed him, and we said, we called him all kinds of things, we gave him a guilt trip, that was all called not a kfir. We just talked to him, we said, we made that ways that he should feel that he should give it by himself. When we're talking about kafinole, we tell him that he's over on the mitzvah sese. When he's over on the mitzvah sese of tzedok, of loisa'a, of nosen titen, posuach tiftach es yodcho, when to say to him that he's over on the mitzvah sese, that's called kfir bidvorim. But to embarrass him and say that he should feel bad, that's not yet called kfir bidvorim, that's just talking about it. Inami, kotzvu beinen bnei yoriya losis kach v'kach l'chodesh. And the lashon of the Tosfos Babasa is a little bit more masber. That means there was a takona so'ir. Everybody was mischayev. It was like kiblu alayu, that they should all give a certain schum, a certain amount. If they don't give that, then there's a kfiyah because of takona so'ir. So be'emes, we're not koyfer b'mitzvah setze shematan schoro b'tzido, but if it's a takona of bnei o'ir, then there is a kfiyah. Goid, the b'tzdoke iketalti lavi, leis amitz v'leis sikpoiz, by a lav, we say that Yesod and Chulin is that a essay of Matan Schor B'tzido, we say that you get this char, you don't get this char. But Lav of Loise Amitz and Loisikpoitz on the Lav, we don't say Matan Schor B'tzido. Kanir'e, that what it says, Lemani Vorechecho, goes on the mitzvah's essay. You'll give, you'll get, you won't give, you won't get. But Leisa'amitz and Leisikpitz, on that it doesn't say the Matan Zchor. In the Mordechai it says the Chilik by Matan Zchor Betzido, he says that Mitzvah says that Shematan Zchor Betzido means that we're not, Bezdin is not Mechuyev to be Koyfe. By all mitzvah seser, I say sukkah, I say lulav, if Bezim won't be kofet, they'll be nenash on it. They have a chiyuv to do it. They're not fulfilling their obligation if they don't be kofet. But by matan schor b'tzidah like kibudav, if they want, they could be kofet. So reshus b'yad Bezim, if they see it fit to be kofet, then they could be kofet on it and force him. So if so, that's the Mordechai's there. So Mele by Tzedakah here, it says, Kafinole, that Bezin has a reshus to do it. If so, what's the raya from Rava Bar Nosen? That Rava, that he was Kofer of Nosen Bar Ami. They say that he was Kofer, but it's no raya that he's Mechuyev to be Kofer. What's Kafye? Maybe it was just a reshus. In the Ma'arik, it says that Matan Schora Betzido is only when it says, Leman Yarichun Yomecha. But if it says, Leman Yvorechecho Hashem Elekecho, that's not called Matan Schora Betzido. That's the way he says it. It doesn't be masbir more. I would imagine maybe the pshat is, when you say l'man yarichu yomecha, either the pshat is that right away it starts arichus yomim, that's called matan schor betzido mamish right away, or it means it specifies that you have arichus yomim, tells you what the schar is. When you say l'man yivorecha, it's just a general thing, you have it good. So by every mitzvah you're supposed to have it good. It's not more of a matan schor betzida. In the Ritva it says, in the Shita Mekubet says, brings down the Ritva that matan schor b'bemes, it could be tzedakah as matan schor betzida, you wouldn't have to be koifet. But because we have a pasuk v'asiso, and v'asiso is ma betzedakah, and we say v'asiso is a mitzvah bezin shi'asucho. So it means there's a pasuk that's mafkia. Bam is matan schor b'tzido, we wouldn't be koifer, but there's another pasuk that tells me that by tzedakah we should be koifer. And he's moisif. Why? Because of chsor nanim, the danim, they're missing this tzedakah. They need it for parnosa. Mimele, we're koifer on it. So that's why it's not shver from kibudav. Kibudav also, the av and the aim might be missing whatever help he has to give, bifrat if it's mishal ben. But the pshat is because there's no pasuk. Here there's a pasuk v'asiso, and it's a svar because mechasrim et anim, so for the Rebbe Chanim were kofet. Davne Miluim says another teretz from his own. He says in the Sefer O'Ikrim, he says that the posuk l'man yivorechecho Hashem Elokecho, what it says by tzedakah, is not on the mitzvah of tzedakah. It goes on the part of tzedakah that you have to give it besimcho and besever upon him yofos and to make the oni feel good, like the Gemara in Sukkah says. So on that part, on the chelik of making him feel good and giving it to him by hadras ponim, on that it says l'man yivorechecho. If you do it that way, you have a bracha b'maaseh yadecho. But on the etzem maaseh nisin of tzedakah, on that there's no matan schora betzida. And it's an interesting thing that to say that the ikar mitzvah, it doesn't say matan schor b'tzido, the whole matan schor is like on the hidur mitzvah, on what goes around the mitzvah. So those we read out seven terutzim on the pshat of fear of a matan schor b'tzido. We mentioned in the Gemara, now I'll go over to a little bit of a divrei agoda that has shaykhes to this Gemara. We mentioned that we call him a yorud yoldo of abnei Moshe Shadia. The Rashi says, a tanin oili toildoiso, vitil parnososon al bnei o'ir. And we said that tanin is either a oif tome or a chayat me. There's a pasuk in Eicha, it says, gam tanim cholzu shad, heiniku gurein, bas ami le'achzo, kaya'enim bamidbor. So he's pointing out that even the tanim, that is a chayo achzoris, he also went to feed his child. But bas ami, Yisroel, when they were in the time of the Churban, they didn't have what to feed, they became like a achzor, kaya'enim bamidbor. The pasuk somehow goes over to a different bird, like kaya'enim bamidbor. Maybe the pshat is because the pasuk in Niyov says on the ye'enim, that we call it an ostrich, that he buries his head in the sand. It says a pasuk in Yov, ki isho eloka chochma, Hashem forgot her from chochma, it doesn't have chochma, v'loi cholak lo babina. The ostrich has no sense, because he buries his head in the sand, kilo there's nothing happening around him, and he sheds all his responsibilities. So it could be that's why it says, basami lachzor kayeinim bamidba, that means without sense. A koponim is mamshilim to yorud yoldok to tanim, that's a achzor, and even achzor gives food to his children. That's what it says in the posik in Eicha. So I was thinking that it's called the Tanim. In the Pesach, it's the Kriya Nekesiv. We write it Gam Tanin with a Nun, but we read it Gam Tanim with a Mem. So I'm talking about the Kri Gam Tanim. We mentioned a few times that there's a Gematria of 500. Rashi says in the Aseres HaDibros and in other places that the Midas Puronus is Al Shileshim Val Ribeim, four doors. The Midas Toivo is Al Paim, Alofim. Netzach Chesed Lo Alofim. And Rashi says that the Midas Toivo is Merubo Chamesh Meyos times more than the Midas Puronus. And we said that it says in the Pesuk by Vidui Maestros, Hashkifo Mimoin Kodshecho Min Hashomayim, Uvorech Esamchos Yisroel. And Rashi says in this week's Parsha Vayero, that it says, Vayashkifu Al Pnei Sdoim, the two Malachim, were Mashkif Al Pnei Sdoim, that they went to be destroyed Sdom. So Rashi says, Kol Hashkofa Shabbat Torah is Lero. Chutz, from the one that it says by Vidui Maestros, Hashkifo Mimoin Kodshecho Min Hashomayim, that Hashkifo, even though it should have been raw, it's Toivo. Why? Because Godol Koyach Matnis Anim Sheifeches Midas Puronus LeMidas Rachamim. And over there we're talking about Matnis Anim, that he was Misvada, that he gave Leka, Chikho, Peo, Maiseroni. We said that Hashkifo is Begematria of 500. Why? Because 500 is the amount that the difference between the Midas Toivo and the Midas Puronus. Midas Toivo is $2,000 and Midas Puronus is $4, 500 times as much. That's why when we change around the word from Midas Adin to Midas Arachmin, it's really to have that gematria of 500, Hashkifo is 500. The same thing here, Me'ein that inyan, Gam Tanim Chol Tzusha, Tanim is begematria of 500. Tanim is tough is 400. And Nun Yud Mem is another 100, 500. Why? Because the Tanim is a Achzor. And we say even this Achzor did a Rachmanis in his Achzorius, which is Misamel, the Indian of 500. Also, I would say, the Derech Tzachus, we said that a person has children, he has to give him Parnosa, he has to feed them. And if he doesn't feed them, he gets a bad name. We used to call him Yorud Yaldo Bnei Mosa Shadio. We tell him that he's worse than Oif Tomei. So in by Avraham Avinu and Parshas Lech Lecha, which we read yesterday, it says, "Vavorechecho, vagadlo shmecho, veyei brocho." So Rashi says that he was mavtiach him three things that the derech is memayit: es habonim, es hamomen, ves Hashem. So now he was mavtiach him that he'll have bonim. Have bonim, he has to give them parnasa. Adam zon bonav ubnoisav. So have momen. If he has momen and bonim, so then he'll have a good shem. They won't call him a yorud yaldav abnei moshe shadiyah.